Morning, friends. It's time for the Mission Trail broadcast again. I hope you're ready. And we'll just begin with this scripture here in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and beginning with verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now, I believe the writer knew what he was speaking about here, and he had good reasons to present such a scripture for our benefit. First, notice the love of money is the root of all evil. If this is true, and we believe the scripture here, then we ought to look into this. We ought to consider these things. Now, notice another thing that he mentioned here, that some have coveted after this, after the money, and they pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Well, they probably thought they were going to be very, very happy. In other words, they were, you might say, judging their happiness as to what they thought they'd be by the amount of money they could gain. But this isn't true. Instead, it's like someone being shot with their own gun. Maybe they were trying to shoot someone else, but actually it backfired on them, and they were the ones that were injured by it. So Jesus often spake against the love of money in the scriptures. Now, notice a few things about this. I want to give you three things which we would say are the plus side for money, or are they to the credit of those who have money. Number one, money can buy houses, land, clothing, cars, yes, a lot of fine cars, and many kinds of property. If you have plenty of money, you can buy these things. In fact, you can have a summer home in Florida and a nice home back in Michigan or Connecticut someplace. Number two, money will bring you quite often friends, prestige, and honor. And sometimes folks even get a lot of political power by their money. Number three, money will help a person if they choose to do so, and often this is the case, it will help a person to eliminate their enemies, or he even have them put to death and destroyed because they have enough money to do it. Can't you see the evils that are brought on by these things? And yet, one might say, well, oh, if money will do all of this, then that's what I want. I want lots of it, so I'll just set my goal to gain all the money that I can. Wait just a moment, dear friends. Let's look at the other side of the ledger before we hasten into this decision. Let me give you three things on the negative side for the money. These are some of the things that money cannot do. Number one, it cannot bring you health. There are a lot of folks who have plenty of money that don't have health and really can't enjoy it. It cannot bring you happiness. It cannot bring you peace of mind. All of these things cannot be purchased with money. Number two, money cannot bring you an extension of life when your days are numbered and the Lord says it's enough. It cannot prolong your life or purchase for you one moment of time that you may remain longer on the earth. Number three, money cannot buy the salvation for your soul. It will not gain for you an entrance and an admittance to that heavenly home in the time to come. It cannot bring you the favor and blessings of God, not the money itself, unless, of course, you would turn around and take the money and use it to the glory of God, and then that's all right, that's fine. But now going back, let me emphasize a few of these points. I'd like you to notice the offer that Balak king of Moab, made to Balaam. He wanted him to come over and curse the people of God, and so he made him an offer. I quote, "Let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me, for I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people." And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, "If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more." Numbers 22:16-18. Well, I'm certainly glad he realized that at least he could only do what the Lord permitted him to do. But I think there must have been a little desire in his heart for some of this money. And finally, the Lord gave him permission to go. But when he got over there and he saw the people of God and he was getting ready to pronounce this curse, let me show you what he said instead. It didn't please Balak very well. And he took up his parable and said, "Balak the king of Moab hath brought me from Aram out of the mountains out of the east, saying, Come, curse me, Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." Numbers 23:7-10. Notice, my last end. Let my last end be like his. He really had a desire to be among the righteous when he came to the end of life. Dear ones, let us all so balance our desires and wishes between the material things of life that we can balance them out with the proper things, and to know that the more important things are the things of righteousness, to live for God regardless of the money that may be offered to lead us astray. But let us hold fast to God's righteousness and let our last end be like these people of God. There were some others here that the Lord warned. "But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation." Deuteronomy 32:15. Don't you see? He got wealthy or fat and rich, and old things were going good, and he turned against the Lord. So often this is the case. Another verse says, "Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end." There is that latter end again mentioned. I like the way one writer put it. He said, "Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and take the name of my God in vain." Proverbs 37:9. So here this writer wanted his life to be balanced out. He didn't want to be poor. He didn't desire to be rich. He just wanted the Lord to supply his needs, give him convenient food, and take care of him. And what more could we ask of God than to have his blessings, his favor, those things which money cannot buy? We need them. Yes, and he's promised those things. He's promised that he would supply our needs according to his riches in glory. Now, notice again, money cannot buy health, happiness, or peace of mind. Money cannot bring an extension of your life when the Lord says it is enough. And certainly, money cannot redeem your soul, but Christ died for our redemption. There was one apostle that said to Simon the sorcerer when he wanted to buy the gift of the Holy Ghost. Do you remember what he said? "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased well, with silver and gold or money, whichever it was he said there. And so, dear ones, let us seek the things which are eternal more than silver and gold. I'm glad today for the privilege of serving the Lord, living for Him. We're trusting Him to supply our needs and bless His word as it goes out over the air. Our Father, we thank You today for salvation. We're glad that money isn't all there is in life, that there's peace and happiness. And yes, health You give to Your people. We desire that You would do this even more abundantly. Those who are in need today, that You would bless them. And we pray that You would bless each one this day in the way which they need most. And we'll surely give You the praise, for we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave, a peace it cannot take away. Though the trials of life may surround like a cloud, I've a peace that has come there to stay.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.